Stressful Times by Luna Eclipse 1057. Read by
Rose
and Alice. This is a Has-Been Hotel podfic with the pairing Angel Dust Husk, rating mature. Summary: Husk is stressed and does something he regrets.
The next 4 days without Angel would be torture, but Husk needed to get through it, for Angel's sake. Besides, he knew that it would be so much worse on Angel's end. Valentino was relentless. Although it was 100% his fault, Angel would be to blame for his injuries and the time spent with Husk. But after these 4 days, he would be home free. He would be free from Valentino's abuse, free from work, free to do whatever the fuck he wanted to. And hopefully, if he was reading the room right, he'd use that newfound freedom to be with him. He wouldn't take offense if he didn't, of course, but... fuck. Angel left an impact on him. He was everything. He was beautiful and broken, but that was okay because so was Husk. The difference between them was that Husk was broken in quiet ways. Everything was in the past, and he had time to learn how to cope. Angel's trauma was still happening. It was loud, messy, like shattered glass. It would cut those who tried to put him back together. But he didn't mind a few cuts. They could be broken together. He just needed to wait 4 more days, and then he could put him together. It wouldn't be perfect, but you can't recover a priceless vase with some glue. There would still be cracks, but it would be manageable. They could get through it. They just had to wait a little bit longer. One day in, he didn't know how much longer he could take it. He hadn't gotten any text from Angel. He wouldn't be surprised if Val had taken his phone. He had been talking to Velvet more often, and he had been asking her for constant updates. 12:38 p.m. Val.
Hey!
12:38 p.m. Val.
Angel's doing okay. I'm taking him out to lunch during his break.
Smiley face emoji. 12:40 p.m. Husk.
Make sure he eats.
12:41 p.m. Val.
Of course, darling!
1:09 p.m. Val. Velvet sent a photo. 1:10 p.m. Husk.
Cute.
1:11 p.m. Val.
Aw, thanks!
1:11 p.m. Husk.
Angel, not you.
1:12 p.m. Val.
I know. XD.
He smiled, setting his phone down and sighing. At least Velvet was there to make sure he stayed alive. He had gotten her in on the plan, and she was making sure things at V Tower were going according to plan. Valentino was still up for the game, and she told Husk that he was willing to bet big, bigger than usual. She somehow managed to get Vox wrapped up in it as well. He was going to do what he could to keep Val happy until the game. Husk didn't have an opinion on Vox. He hadn't interacted with him much, but he was slowly gaining the cat's respect. He hated it. He hated everything about the situation. He felt so helpless because all there was left to do was wait. And he couldn't because the person he loved was in danger.
3 more days, he told himself. 3 more days.
1 day until the game with Valentino, and Husk was... well, he was a mess. There was a lot to get done beforehand, and he had been awake for over 48 hours. But he was drunk as shit for most of it. So he only had a day to get everything done. So to say he was stressed would be an understatement. To make it worse, he had gotten a text from Velvet that Angel was getting more and more distant from her.
He was with Val more often, and he looked really tired all the time. He couldn't stop thinking about it. And scenarios of whatever Val could be doing to him filled his brain. He wanted it to stop, but it didn't. As he was polishing up some paperwork in his office, he heard a knock. "Come in." The door opened to reveal Nifty, who ran into the office and stood on his desk.
"Kitty! I have a story to tell you!"
He sighed, rubbing his eyes. "Look, Nif, maybe later, but..."
"Well, I was going shopping with Ivy for more cleaning supplies, specifically bleach, because I was running dangerously low on bleach. And we were on the other side of Pride when we saw the shark demon and..."
He saw Val slamming Angel's head against the wall, letting him crumple to the ground. Angel getting disoriented as he was picked up by his neck, unable to breathe. He tried kicking his legs at the moth, but he couldn't hurt him, and he...
"And he told me that I was cute, and he wanted to take me home, but Ivy showed up and kicked him in the balls, saying how he was a creep, and..."
He saw Angel tied against his will as Valentino forced him to film. People he didn't know were behind him, their hands all over his body, and he couldn't get them off. The lights were too bright and it was too warm. He tried to disassociate like he normally would, but he was forced back to reality and...
"We saw an imp with the cutest little dog, so I needed to pet it. But the sitter wouldn't let me pet it, so Ivy had to take me to another cleaning store to make me feel better, and..."
He saw Val telling Angel how much he loved him, kissing his injuries, holding him close, comforting him after the long day, worming his way into Angel's head, making him believe that he deserved everything that was happening to him, and that Val was helping him, and...
"But they were out of bleach, which, like, what kind of cleaning store is out of bleach? Anyways, we had to go to another store, and..."
"Can you just shut up?" Husk yelled as he slammed his hands on the table. Shit. He realized what he had done, and the silence was deafening. He looked up and saw Nifty frozen in place, trembling. Her hands gripped onto the hem of her dress as she looked at the ground.
I'm sorry, sir.
Nift, wait. She turned around, walking out of his office. Nifty, please. She didn't stop. She didn't look back. She just silently moved forward and turned the corner. He leapt out of his chair, hopping the desk, and rushed after her. She was sitting outside his office, hiding her head in her legs. He opened the door to see Angel by the bed, head hiding in his knees, arms wrapped around his legs. He covered his head in his hands, sighing. Nifty, I didn't mean to yell. No response. Nifty, please, I'm just... No response. He sighed, sitting against the wall opposite her. Look, Nif, I'm really sorry. I know that you hate yelling and that it reminds you of when you were alive. I was rude and I triggered you. She had told him about her life about a decade ago. She was a 50s housewife to an abusive husband, who she eventually killed in her murder-suicide that got her in hell. I can't stop thinking about Angel. I know it doesn't make up for what I did, but I... He took a deep breath. When he showed up at our doorstep after the extermination, I wasn't just scared because he was hurt. I was scared because it reminded me so much of how we met.
5 years after he died, Husk was wandering the streets of Pride after the extermination when he heard a quiet whimpering. He looked around before spotting a bit of pink hair sticking out of a cardboard box. He carefully approached, peeking his head into the box to see a small woman huddled inside. She was bleeding out of her arm, clutching it close. It was clear she had been caught by an exorcist, but he didn't know how she was still alive. She wasn't aware of Husk's presence. She was clearly not in her right mind. So he picked her up, and he took care of her.
You were by my side ever since. He sighed, looking down. Shame rose in his chest. And when I became an overlord, you sold your soul to me because you were worried you would get left behind. But I promise, kid, I wouldn't do that.
She was looking at him through teary eyes, and he smiled.
You were the first person I trusted here, Nifty. Your family. I wouldn't be here without you.
She sniffed.
Really?
Of course. I love you like a little sister, Neff.
She smiled back, wiping her tears as she walked towards him before sitting next to him. She leaned her head on his shoulder.
Thanks, kitty.
He rubbed her hair and sighed. Just one day left. But he could survive it. As long as he had Nifty with him. One day left. The end.
The end.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Insurrections. This is your warning. Shenanigans abound past this point. The fic is over. You don't have to listen to us anymore. But if you want to, Rose and I would love to take you on a trip through our insanity. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Gotta love these fucking cliffhangers.
Right?
Like, I'm looking at you, Luna Eclipse. This is very rude. I don't approve. Stressful.
Do you want to do the next one? Do we have time to do the next one?
We have time to do the next one. Okay, we're doing the next one.
We're doing the next one.
See you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Besides, he knew that it would be so much worse on Angel's end. Valentino was relentless. Fuck him.
Fuck Valentino. Fuck, what is her voice? I've been trying to think of it.
I believe you.
I believe that you believe in me.
Angel's doing okay. I'm taking him out to lunch during his break.
That is not her voice. That sounds like a horrible amalgamation of cherry and something else.
Are you going to try again or are you giving up?
I'm going to try again.
Angel's doing okay. I'm taking him out to lunch. Nope.
God, so close. It was so close.
I believe in you.
Sing her lines for me.
What?
Sing the song. You can do it.
I'm not singing. I can't sing the song off the top of my head. It has been like weeks since I've seen the show. Play the song on YouTube
I'm pulling it up.
Try to make me sing on the spot. Who do you think you are? I'm not that good.
You love me, though.
I do, but not enough to sing that would end up in the Insurrections. We're not doing that today, madam.
It twisted. I'm not the one who needs a new attitude. You missed it. That hashtag bitch and I will know nothing less. I please, woo. I'm batching one of the V's. I hacked it up reckless. Wait, it's because no one could expect this. Overload, suits get to fight.
This is better not end up in the instructions.
A little bit of it's going to end up in the instructions. Just a smidge. Just a smidge.
Less. I could eat you lot for breakfast. You're on the bees.
No, I don't need her voice. I don't need your voice. Camilla.
Respectless.
All right. I think I have her voice now. Fuck. All right. Let's take this from the top.
Husk didn't have an opinion on Vox. He hadn't interacted with him much, but he was slowly gaining the cat's respect. That's a shame.
That is a shame.
He hated it.
Fuck Vox.
Fuck you, Val.
Fuck you, Val.
Okay, bye!
Okay, bye!